Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, is October the 8th, 2020, as we are continuing on our growth series for the month of October. And we're in the hunt for red October right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be continuing our part two series of the gig economy and are you a part of it. As we were sharing before, I'm going to share again, ladies and gentlemen, a reference of what you're going to need to be doing to generate the income that you're looking for today in today's economy, since it is a new economy right now. We are basically going to share you with some ideas. And what is it about the gig economy, and what is the gig economy per se? And basically, the gig economy is a free market system in which temporary positions are common and organizations hire independent workers for short-term commitments. The term gig is a slang word, of course, for a job that lasts a specific period of time. It is particularly used by musicians. Examples of gig employees in the workforce could include freelancers, independent contractors, project-based workers, and temporary or part-time hires. The trend, basically, ladies and gentlemen, toward a gig economy has begun. A study by Intuit predicted that by 2020, 40% of American workers would be independent contractors. There are a number of forces behind this rise in short-term jobs. For one thing, in the digital age, the workforce is becoming more mobile and work can increasingly be done from anywhere, even from home. This is why home-based businesses, ladies and gentlemen, are more popular today and why corporate America has done that during this pandemic time that we are in currently today, that we now can basically work from home versus going into the office or being around people, since we still have to do social distancing and then have to wear a mask and all this. But as a result, the job and locations are being decoupled. Basically, that means that freelancers can select among temporary jobs and projects around the world, while employers can select the best individuals for specific projects for a larger pool than what's available in any given area. And so basically, in the gig economy or the digitization, basically, that works in our industries like we have today. Of course, what we have now is internet radio, which I'm a part of. We also have apps that we use today. We also have a drive share company, or ride share companies now. If you look at these companies, tech companies that we have, it all started back in the late 80s. And everybody forget about information technology, or IT, as they were basically performing work that was going to be collapsing time frames for companies and organizations to basically use a simple system that's going to help them generate what they need and also keep track of every detail of their business as well. So if you think about it, digitization has also contributed directly to a decrease in jobs, and software replaces some types of work to maximize time efficiency. Other influences include financial pressures on businesses, leading to a flexible workforce and the entrance of the millennial generation into a labor market. So the current reality, though, ladies and gentlemen, is that people tend to change jobs several times throughout their working lives, and the gig economy can be seen as an evolution of that trend. So we're basically looking at the evolution of a contractor versus an employee, and basically clocking hours for dollars, Now you can set the tone in the gig economy to be your own boss, basically, and to set your command your own time when you want to work. And so when you look at the trends today in the gig economy, businesses save resources in terms of benefits, office space, and training. They also have the ability to contract with experts for specific projects who might be too high priced to maintain on staff. From that perspective, basically, of the freelancers, a gig economy can improve work-life balance. And this is what everybody's looking at and why millions of people today are falling behind the gig economy because of the work-life balance possible in most jobs. And ideally, the model is powered by independent workers selecting jobs that they're interested in rather than one in which people are forced into as positions where unable to obtain employment, they pick up wherever temporary gigs can be landed. And basically, if you look at it, ladies and gentlemen, the gig economy is part of a shifting cultural and business environment that also includes the sharing economy, the gift economy, and the barter economy. And so if you look at all of these different things, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, of the gig economy, are you a part of it? And if the answer is yes, congratulations. You have now stepped into the new arena of what the trends are saying today that's going to help you build your brand, your business, and also help you generate the income that you're looking for. And also have the flexibility of hours that you want to contribute to a particular task or project that can help you generate income. It's the same thing, ladies and gentlemen, if actors want to act and go to work, if musicians want to play at a gig in basically music and they do a performance, or if you look at sports entertainments, when the players come out and play, that's really what it is all about. So now we're setting a trend here, ladies and gentlemen, that you can do the same similar type work basically and still get paid for maximum dollars. But we also have opportunities, ladies and gentlemen, where the technology that we have has given us an opportunity to basically collapse time frames and not only that, to basically work from home in your own home-based business. But part of that is utilizing the technology. We have Zoom today with which we can do conferences and everything on video conferencing. We also have social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We got Instagram. And so we have all these things, and we have apps today, ladies and gentlemen. In business today, we're part of one company that I'm so super excited about here at GTE Professional Radio, and what we do here at Global Touch Enterprise and the web design and marketing business is we partner with iBoomerang. And with iBoomerang, of course, it basically gives it our goodwill, and goodwill comes back to you. But it's a technology company first, and they use the power of the crib to basically collapse time frames. So that way it's an AI, it's a data analytics. If you think about what Google has put together and why they're now a trillion-dollar company today in America, that says a lot in and of itself. Also, too, during the pandemic, notice that the tech companies have all advanced, have all profited during this time. Why? Because people are having to social distance. You can't go out and do everything like you used to, and you have to protect yourself so that way you don't get sick. So in the meantime, while we're handling this and trying to get a hold on this pandemic, we're basically using technology, ladies and gentlemen, to basically do the work for us and as well as generate revenue for us at the same time. And if you look at it, it's no longer about brick and mortar. It's all about click and order. And so if you look at it today, this is what's going to be basically, again, an opportunity for you to be a part of the new economy or the gig economy, where basically you're going to see the difference between an employee, again, versus a contractor. And contract work is the best work to me because I've been doing contract work for a number of years myself, you know, not working directly for the companies, but also contracted to work inside within the organization, but I'm a business within a business of my own. And so when you look at it like this, it gives you an opportunity to really see how you can maximize the moment in time so you can continue to generate the revenue you're looking for. And again, you're the only person to know if you're going to be a part of this. And what the benefits of being a part of the gig economy is simple. We talk about work-life balance. And that's what it's all about, work-life balance. And so if we look at it, ladies and gentlemen, remember at times when you work those hours for dollars, we will be working from 9 to 5 or longer than that, depending on what profession you're in and what industry you're in. Where you're doing 10, 12-hour days, now that's obsolete. You don't have to do that no more, and you don't have to worry about staying in an office. Notice today, ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the carriers from AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, or T-Mobile, and all of these guys, all their customer service team, majority of them are working from home. Again, because of the pandemic, a lot of people are not going into the offices. Call centers are doing everything now remote. And remote work is what it's called today. You can basically find remote work where you have access to the internet, you have a laptop computer, you have a cell phone, and you can basically do business direct from your own home. Meaning that, again, you can set your schedule hours, you can do what you have to do each day, and you can continue to pay your bills and things of that nature and do the normal thing. But it's just the way we're shifting now from being out in the general public and being out in the offices and generating revenue, where we can now generate revenue from home. And what better way than to start your own business, home-based business, as we have seen this industry has grown and created more millionaires than any place to date, and it's going to continue to grow. And obviously, it has grown exponentially during this pandemic. A lot of people that's been laid off from work, a lot of people that's been let go because of the change in times for the companies to look out there for their best interest, not your best interest. And now you see the trueness of what these businesses are all about. So the question again is, on the gig economy, are you a part of it? Will you be a part of it? And then what would you want to know to learn as you earn so you can generate whatever revenue that you want to generate? Well, basically, if you want to go and learn more about this, you can go to this website that I'm going to give you, to my website at www.globaltechenterprise.net. And if you go to network page on my website, it'll give you some information on what I'm just talking about. Because it's all about building a network while others are going to work. Businesses and entrepreneurs and millionaires, they create networks. And basically, you're going to be a part of somebody's network if you know it or not. If you have a cell phone, you're part of somebody's network. If you have internet at home, you're part of somebody's network. If you have cable, you're part of somebody's network. You pay your light bill, you're part of somebody's network. And the list goes on and on. So how long will it take you to understand that creating your own network will double and triple your outcome of income so that way you don't have to worry about money no more? And so that's basically what it is about, ladies and gentlemen, that we talk about here on this show, by educating and sharing with you tools and tips that basically help you build and grow your network in the area where you do business. So let's bring it home. The gig economy has set up a lot of opportunities, ladies and gentlemen, that is continually growing at an exponential rate. And once this pandemic is over, once everything gets to the new norm, I didn't say the old norm, but the new norm, everybody's going to say, wow, you know what? Ed, this is absolutely right. The gig economy has definitely given me some things that I didn't think about before. That is case in point. And so if you look at the workers today and you look at what is most important to them, if you do a survey, which surveys have already been done, if you look at the pros and cons of the new economy, of the gig economy or gig work, basically, let's look at the pros. Well, we got flexibility. And basically, that's one of the pros that you can get while you are working in the gig work. But the most obvious gig work is more pro. Is basically, it talks about how much flexibility we have as a gig worker. You get to choose, though, when and where you work, which clients to take on, and which ones you don't want to take on. And even you set your rates in some situations, and you can choose your work on only weekends, only nights, or only 1 hour a week if you like. Now, if you want to test drive something new, everybody looks at these new vehicles that's coming out, all this talk about, hey, yeah, that's a new vehicle. Well, you want to test drive it. you want to at least see what it feels like. Well, in the gig economy, you want to basically test drive this concept, this idea, and see what it's all about. The gig work is something some people do for additional income, but for others people, it's a way to test drive a new career that they haven't had before. But if you look at it, ladies and gentlemen, for example, if you love pets and you thought about becoming a pet setter, gig work as a dog walker or a pet setter is a great way to dip into your toes into the water and see how much you love it or hate it, or if you don't want to do it or not. But basically being a gig worker allows you to explore a passion and see if it's something more than a passing fancy without losing your primary source of income. So that's the pros. The cons, of course, we always talk about pros and cons in any business or endeavor you do. Well, it's lack of benefits. Well, think about this. Once you're in a job, yes, you've got to pay for benefits, but if you think about the package that you're doing as a contract worker, you can select your own benefits package based on that anyway. So whether you out-of-pocket, whatever they charge you monthly or they take automatically out of your check every week or every 2 weeks, however often you get paid in a business and basically in a corporate setting, on the gig side setting, you set yours based on that. And basically, if you're healthy, if you can maintain your health, you're exercising, you're eating right, you're doing enough certain things that you're supposed to do, what does that matter, right? So if you think about it, your money is basically going to be contributed on your health, which also determines your wealth, okay? So if you look at it like this, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to burn out working for the man on hour after hour, every day, all day, and then you wind up saying, wow, I'm driving through traffic. You, first of all, you got to drive to get to work, right? You got to go through the traffic, you see, and then once you get to work, now you got to start the work. Well, now you're interacting with people, you're interacting with customers and so forth. You're talking to people on the phone, whatever you're doing in your business for the company. You're basically going to be doing that for a duration of time. And why are you doing that for that duration of time, ladies and gentlemen? Now you got to go get ready to eat when lunchtime comes, then get prepared and ready to close out for the rest of the day. Now you got to drive back home, back to traffic. Sometimes it takes a while to get back home based on what city and state you're in and during rush hour, especially if you're leaving at 5 and 6 and so forth. Yes, you're normal. If you're leaving later, it's okay. But nonetheless, you're transporting to and from on a daily basis. That takes a lot out of people once and foremost. And then based on the distance to where you have to go to work, that's another thing. And some people have to go outside of their normal area just to find a decent paying job. And sometimes they want to find a job that makes sense to them that they can do on a regular basis. Well, if you're working for yourself, if you put the same energy into all of that for that other company and you're not getting any more income from that, then that's why home-based businesses and why people are jumping on the gig economy and driving for like DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, and stuff like that on these tech companies and basically just doing that on the side and generating thousands of dollars every pay period, that's what they want to do. But don't get it twisted. Be the judge yourself. See it, try it, see if that's something you can do. If it is, congratulations. If it's not, do it part-time. That's the way the trend is going anyway, right? So, again, when I talk about to you, share with you about the IT work, information technology, that's who set the trend back in the late 80s. So back in 87, 88, 89, that's when it really started to kick off, right? And so from that period to this period to date, here we are in 2020, we now see how it progressed during the late 80s to now. Why is it important to be a part of it? Because basically people are looking for resources that they can basically get remote hire, freelance work, or contract work on a regular basis. And yes, depending on the duration of that work, you still have to find something that's going to be sustainable enough for you to do it. And the only way I can see that, ladies and gentlemen, if you're starting your own business. That's the only way I can see it even clear for you. Because, yes, while that contract work, freelance work, or your flexibility work is maybe temporary, whether it's 6 months to a year or however long, you have to now find another strategy to basically build a business enough and maintain your revenue stream and maintain the money management, basically, so that way you don't overspend and outspend yourself to where you're back to square one. So there's a lot of pros and cons in everything we do, but you want to make sure that what you're doing here on the gig economy is going to benefit you for the long haul. Why people that I've talked to and shared opportunities with, they all say, hey, the gig economy is where it's at. I can basically have flexibility in my schedule. I don't have to jump up early in the morning driving through work in traffic. I can start in the late afternoon or late morning instead of early morning and basically still get off and be done by dinner. Okay? So if you look at it like this, you see, this is how we are all equipping ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, to build a better network, to build a better brand, to help others as we help ourselves, to basically build our own network, to basically continue to grow and share opportunities where they are. And so with the trend saying today, it is true that with this pandemic, it has shown the true colors of what's been going on that has been happening for God knows how long. But we had to wake up to see exactly what's going on. And now that we see it, now we have to make the decision on what to do next. You want to be a part of an industry that's changing lives and having people to have more flexibility, less stress and drama than working in corporate America and basically starting your own business and building a network by helping others, utilizing the PHP effect, people helping people, then you're going to basically set yourself off for life, for the rest of your life, to do what's right. And helping others is the key. You help enough people get what they want, you're automatically going to get what you want. But it's time to start living the dream and your vision for yourself instead of living in your fear. Step out on faith. Believe that this can happen for you as it has happened for millions of people across this country and around the world because the gig economy is global. A lot of countries are adopting this philosophy as we speak. And a lot of people around the world are looking at it and saying, wow, this is a great opportunity here for me to not have to stress myself in getting to and from work and making sure that I have enough income coming in to support me and my family, you see. And so this is why it's important, ladies and gentlemen, to pay attention to all things that's going to add to your growth. And again, as we continue our series here in GTE Professional Network Radio, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in for this week's edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And this is the last of a two-part series of the gig economy. Are you a part of it? And we're going to be talking further as we close out this year, 2020, because we only have 2 months left, ladies and gentlemen. And we need you guys, if you haven't voted, be registered to vote. And I want you to get out there and vote so you can see the changes that you want to have in your community and where you are. If people are going to have your best interests at heart, you want to look at that and you want to make an assessment to that, and then you make the necessary move. But it can't happen if you're sitting at home. It can't happen if you're just going to stand by. This ain't a standby type of thing. We need you guys to get out and vote today. That, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and as well as it's been a pleasure, just from my brother, Les Brown. And until next week, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue on our growth series as we are in the Hunt for Red October. And by sharing an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, that to me is going to be the best thing smoking. So if you haven't invested anything in a business yet, I'm going to show you a business opportunity here that you can invest in that can help you collapse time frames and build a solid network by helping others in the process as you help yourself. But again, if you want to learn more, go to my website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And so I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GT Professional Network Radio. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, keep the faith and keep building the dream.